plus one this morning. Dan Mason here. Red Wings are at home this weekend. And, you know, we do a new thing at 6:42-ish every weekday morning. Hope, Rochester cheerleader, she loves telling us, did you know facts about Rochester that some people have never even heard of, and they've lived here all their life.
Right.
I mean, you got a Rochester fact you can help her with?
Wait, can I guess what Dan's going to say?
Wait.
Can I guess the fact?
You won't even give him a chance, huh? Okay, go ahead.
Well, if I don't say it before he says it, then there's no proof that I knew it.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay.
I'm thinking of a Red Wings fact, and go ahead.
Is it that the world's longest game of baseball was played by the Rochester Red Wings?
Ding, 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 ding.
Are you kidding me?
Of course.
Boom!
That's all, okay.
I'm just built
That's amazing.
Different.
Oh my gosh. That's for sure.
Holy
we'll
cow.
We'll call it that. You go to her apartment and it's only Rochester pictures on the wall. She only has Rochester books.
Oh, wow.
Her clothing's only Rochester. It all says Rochester. So, yes.
That is
she
amazing.
She is our very own just random fact
so if
cheerleader.
If there was a Rochester Jeopardy, Hope would be the host.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would love to. I have a tacky green and gold plaid matching suit. It's great for game hosting.
I would
hosting.
Love that.
Oh, my God.
That's it. You know how you have the game players, the
yes.
host at the Red Wings game. Hope, did you know? Challenging people, putting out maybe you put out a statement and they say false.
True or false.
True or false.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like it.
Can we do it?
I think we can do that. Now, do you know? All right, now maybe I can stump Hope. Maybe.
Ooh, let's do it.
How many innings was the longest game in professional baseball history?
Was it 23?
Very close. 33 innings.
Not close at all.
No, that's There's a three in it.
There's a three in it.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to try that at my lottery machine today.
I was close.
All right, let's talk about the great games going on tonight, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sure. Tonight, 6:45, we got fireworks and a cup giveaway. Tomorrow night, a Grateful Dead night, we've got a live pregame music from Eric Carlin's Half Dead. Plus, we'll be serving peanut butter and jelly sandwiches as our food special. We'll have a tie-dye station. Dead music throughout the game. A lot of country influence on the Grateful Dead, too, by the way.
Hold on. Do you know who's going to be first in line for this? To your right, TJ has a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day. She loves it. Mm-hmm. Now you have an excuse to watch some great baseball with your
yes.
PBJ.
And I enjoy tie-dying as well. I haven't done it since like the fifth grade, so I love that.
Come on down
tomorrow. That would be fun.
Yes. And, of course, fireworks after the game tomorrow night. And then Sunday, Dino Day. So if you have somebody in your family that loves dinosaurs, right? You got to be there on Sunday. We'll have it's basically like a dinosaur museum. Plus, we'll have interactive dinosaurs, live action dinosaurs, puppet dinosaurs. You may even see a baby dinosaur born on Sunday.
Born?
Right around the fifth inning or so. Just saying. So.
We need scrubs and gloves to help with these.
You just never know what you're going to see on Dino Day.
Holy cow.
And that would be a great Rochester fact that I'm not sure there's ever been a dinosaur born in the city in quite a while. So.
Yeah. Did you know?
Yeah. August 4th.
That the last dinosaur that cracked out of the egg came.
Yeah, it could be.
Right there at Innovative Field.
Could be a very historic day in the Flower City here, Hope,
yes.
on Sunday, game time 105.
All right. She's working a side hustle. Dan, thanks as always for coming in. You got to get her out there. True or false in the stands. We got to pick a game.
I love it.
Yeah.
Rochester Jeopardy.
And TJ will be having the peanut butter and jelly. And, I'll be in the beer line. We got it all figured out.
You guys got it covered.
We'll
see you this weekend.
Yeah, we know our skill sets.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll stay in our lane.